We are saddened to announce the passing of Gladys, our mother, grandmother, great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother. She passed away peacefully on Easter Monday with family by her side. To say she was an inspiration to those who knew her would be a great understatement. Whether she realized it or not, she lived by a motto of, "Don't make a fuss over things. When you get knocked down, pick yourself up, dust yourself off and carry on." Gladys had defied the odds many times and shocked even the most seasoned medical professionals with her resiliency and perseverance. She may have been small in stature but made up for it in determination. Gladys was born in High Spen, County Durham, England, a tiny coal mining village southwest of Newcastle, to parents Joseph Robinson and Agnes Robinson, née Armstrong, on January 2, 1918. She truly was a coal miner's daughter. Gladys had three siblings who were much older than her, Grace, Jack and Len. In the mid-1920s, the economy was in a slump in the UK and the decision was made to immigrate to Canada in 1925. After they crossed the Atlantic, they boarded a train and travelled across the country to Nanaimo, where Gladys' dad, brothers and Grace's husband, Railton, once again found work in the coal mines. In 1927 the family moved to Powell River, where jobs were plentiful with the mill expansion and it was a chance to break from the multi-generational, dirty and dangerous work underground. Gladys was 9 and a half when she came to Powell River. She attended Westview Elementary and Brooks High School. After graduation, she worked at Evelyn and M's store on Marine Avenue and saved up to buy a piece of property on Michigan Avenue, which was quite a feat for a young lady in the late 1930s. It was about this time she met her husband-to-be, Leslie James Rice, who was boarding at her sister's and working at the mill. Les and Gladys were married on July 4, 1943, while Les was on military leave. Upon returning from military service, Les and Gladys rented in Westview for a few years and started a family in 1947, with the birth of Brian. They moved to the townsite in the early 50s and rented a company house on Oak Street, at which time Bob and Barry were born. They went on to purchase the home in 1955, when the houses came up for sale. The family soon grew to include Joan, Bill and Bruce. Mom apparently was a good piano player in her youth, winning various awards. She liked to bowl as a young lady. We're not sure that she liked to cook and bake, but she was great at both. She would insist on doing Christmas dinner right up into her 90s, and that was for a group of 18 to 20 people. She loved her garden, and did we mention wine? Mom always enjoyed a glass of white. She also loved to travel, most of which came in her senior years. However, the most important thing to her was her family, which she sacrificed greatly for over the years. Mom spent the last 7 years at Evergreen Extended Care Unit. Although she would have preferred to stay in her own home, she adapted well and would often remark that she was lucky to have a place like AQ to go to. Gladys lost her husband, Les, in February of 1980. She was also predeceased by her parents and siblings, niece, Muriel, nephew, Greg, and baby granddaughter, Brianne. She leaves behind her 6 children, Brian, Leona, Bob, Susie, Barry, Michelle, Joan Inslee, Ken, Bill, Evelyn, and Bruce, Joan, as well as 8 grandchildren, Jamie, Lisa, Andy, Nicholas, Aaron, Matthew, Blake and Lindsay, 7 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. She was blessed to have met and held the 3 most recent, who were born in the last 7 months. It put a huge smile on her face and brought her great joy. The family would like to extend its thanks to Dr. Morwood and to the staff at AQ for all they have done for their mother over the past 7 years. Many staff members went over and above, caring for our dear Gladys. She will be greatly missed by her family who loved her deeply, as well as many others, including her extended family at Evergreen. There will be a celebration of a life well lived, to be held in the summer. Details will be announced at a later date.